A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 30th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the ongoing voter registration exercise.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we want to welcome all our radio to TV viewers across the world. And once again, thanks. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the biometric voter registration exercise.
ZEC Chairperson Rita Makarau says 1.2 million people were registered during the first phase of the PVR exercise, which ended on October 26th. The second phase of the program got underway yesterday, and ZEC remains confident it will reach its target of registering 7 million Zimbabweans.
The second phase of the exercise, which began yesterday, will run until November 13th, while the third segment will take place between November 16th and December 1. The last leg will run from December 4th to December 19th. The first phase, though, was marred by allegations of violence and intimidation, mostly of opposition supporters by alleged ruling ZANU-PF party supporters.
What are your views about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. So, kunjalo kumfowethu.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila uti tinge chitarisa nezo chirongwa, chechipiri kana uti yatingati phase 2, pama phase mana kana uti chirongwa, zvina, zvirikuitwa kwa ne ZEC, kuti ione kuti yakurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunovhota pablitz yekutanga kana kuti phase 1 pano vanhu vakavhota vanosvika miriyoni imwe chete nezviuru mazana maviri 1.2 million. ZEC yanga ichitarisira kuti pada vangangosvika 1.7 million, asi uwandiwo havana kukwanisa kuti vahusvike, asi vane chivimbo chekuti vachakwanisa kunyoresa vanhu vanosvika iwo 7 million kunyange hazvo vamwe vari kugununguna kuti mamwe madzi sabhuku vari kuvabhadhasa mari kuti vanyorese maafidhafiti anenge achidiwa. Pane dambudzikowo rekuti nyaya yeproof of residence inenge iri kupawo kuti vamwe varambidzwe kana kuti vakundikane kuenda kunovhota. Pane nyaya takambotaurawo yevanonzi maaliens vaye vari kunzi vanofanira kutanga vaenda kuhofisi yava mudede kwaregistrar general votora mhiko patsva vonzi vakukwanisa kuvhota kana kuti vave macitizens. Pane zvakawanda wanda zvakazvitinetsei, asi vezeke vari kuti ivo vari kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu kusvika pari zvino.
Ipambe Zulu kandaba ke sokulihlandla lesipili lokubhalisa kugwalo lokuvota. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke uhlelo loluqhutshwa iZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Sikhuluma nje ke i-biometric voter registration ngokutsho kweZEC ngani iqhubeka ngemfanelo. Kodwa kulabanye abathi hayi akuqhutshwa kahle ngale ngoba kulabanye abantu baqhutshwayo kuthiwa abalancwadi eziveza ukuthi bahlala ngaphi. So ke nxa sikhuluma ngehlandla lesipili leli labe sendaweni ezingani zikhethiwe ezithize, kodwa umuntu uyayinelisa ukuthi aqhubeke elokhu ayibhalisa kwezinye indawo lapho asebadlula khona. So iZEC ikubikile khonoku ngemveke phelileyo. Kodwa kusokomqoka yikuthi okwamanje sokule phase 2 yokuthi abantu babhalise kugwalo lokuvota yimbona nisasilo muntu abacinga silobani ke please.
I think we have our first guest, that is the director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Miss Justina Mukoko. Miss Mukoko, good evening.
Good evening, blessings. How are you? Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Ms. Mukoko. So, how's this registration going on?
As the Zimbabwe Peace Project, we are also excited that this program is now getting into its second phase. And we are particularly happy that at the end of the process, we are going to have a new voters' roll. And as you are aware, that the issue of the voters' roll in the past has always been a source of conflict in the country. But as people are going to register under this biometric voter registration, as the Zimbabwe Peace Project, we continue to be concerned about the cases of intimidation that we are noting in a number of places. We are all aware that BVR is a new system that is coming into this country. And being as it is, it's also something that people have taken advantage of to instill fear in other citizens. People have been told all sorts of things, that as soon as you sit in front of this equipment, it can actually detect which party you are affiliated to. And people have also been told that because the system captures your biometric information, they've also been told that there is a way of tracking who you have voted for. And at the moment, we are worried about people being asked to give up serial numbers of the slips that they are being given after they have registered to vote.
Mm-hmm. Have you taken this up with the authorities? Of course, I a few weeks ago did ask the ZEC chairperson, Justice Rita Makarau, about the issues of intimidation and violence, and she said they had indeed received some names, and they had forwarded those names to the relevant authorities, and they were hoping that action will be taken. Have you been communicating with ZEC and other government offices?
We have written a letter to ZEC, mm-hmm. that has gone unacknowledged. Mm-hmm. We're actually encouraging them to bring out a statement that is clear, mm-hmm. in terms of what the BVR kit can do and cannot do, mm-hmm. so that these anxieties are allayed among the citizens. Mm-hmm. Because obviously people are afraid, because from what they are being told, they are basically being told that their vote is not going to be their secret, which is something that is guaranteed by the Constitution. But what is happening at local level is really worrying.
Gibbs.
Yes, yabona ke lapha ke inkosikazi inkosazana ukuthi into ezihluphayo ukuthi abantu nxa befika khona ngale ukuthi bayayibhalisa. Bayabuzwa kuthiwa ke wena uhlala ngaphi, kumbe kunje kunje. So khonokho ke kubanjwa njani njengoba abantu abaningi kuthiwa bayaxotshwa?
Lolo luduko olukhulu kakhulu, njalo sokube lokukhuthaza abezethu ukuthi ngabe udaba lolu lo-proof of residence ngabe luyakhitshwa. Ngoba abanye sebekuthathe kwaba lithuba lokuthi benze imali. Siyakwazi sonke ukuthi izalane zeZimbabwe okwakhathesi zihlupheka okuganani ukuthi zenelise ukuthola imali. Imali sibili yokuthi bathenge ukudla abalayo. Ngubani ozakhipha imali ukuthi ahambe ayobhalelwa okuliphetshana azahamba lakho ukuthi ahambi ayobhalisa ukuthi emelise ukuvota. Yenisisu sakhe singela kuhle.
Ngicela ukufaka
khona ukuthi kusenzakala lokho.
Ye, ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa khona ukusibili ngamafutshane mama.
I think the biggest problem that we are facing at the moment is the requirement for proof of residence. We really would appreciate if this requirement was removed. Because at the moment, there are people who are extorting money from citizens who do not have money. And most citizens at the moment are struggling to make ends meet. They actually can buy their own food. And we don't expect them to be able to get money so that they can go to someone and seek to have their proof of residence written for them so that they can go and register when they don't have food on their table.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that we are able to deal with these issues because they are really scuttling the ability of the majority of people who want to be able to go and register.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho. Sesilo baba ke usibakhulule lapha ecingweni. Sibakhulule kunjani baba?
Sina baba.
Yee, kunjani khona ngabe kholi?
Hayi kholi kurayis.
Akutsho sibakhulule, uhamba nje nxa uzwe bekhuluma abanye ngodaba lokuzwisa kule hlandla lesibili lokubhalisa kugwalo lokuvota.
Nale into yangikhona, mina ngibona i-system leyi ayihambi kahle ngoba kuyahamba kumiwe. Njalo izavalela abantu abasebenza phandle ngoba ngo-December sengathi kuthiwa kuvalwa 19. And the 19 abantu abaningi bayafika ekhaya bazimisele ukuzorejista. So bazavaleleka ngaphandle ngoba 5 January they are returning back.
So wena ufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani?
Ayilunganga.
Ufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani sibakhulule?
To be open ukuthi abantu benelise ukubhala ukubhalisa ukuvota.
So wena ufisa ukuthi ngabavula kwezithi lonke nxa libuya ekhaya libhalise ngesikhathi seChristmas?
Akufanele bevune sizobhalisa.
Ye, kodwa abanye phela bathi abasoze bebhalise ngoba ukuvota kula ncedo, wena ukubona njani?
Ukuvota kubalulekile, ukuyekela akusizi ngalutho ngoba ma ungavoti uthi kahlale esikhundleni lowo muntu.
Ye,
akubhalise ukuvota kunye ubonakale ukuthi siyamkhupha.
Ye, akufaka isicelo sakho kuhulumende weZimbabwe sibili, khuluma khonapha sibakhulule sizwe.
Ukuthi ama-office avulwe siyenelise ukubhalisa thina singaphandle kwelizwe engasivaleni ngaphandle ngoba singabantwana beZimbabwe. So the government must open offices for us as we are outside of the country. So we want to register to vote because the vote is important to us. We are citizens of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Sibongile kakhulu sibakhulule.
Okay, thank you.
So you know the reason why he's making this appeal is that he believes that this second phase is going to end before Christmas. So he says, no. There are so many people who are coming from Johannesburg, coming from Gaborone and other countries, you know. So he says, no, they must open so that those people coming from outside can register to vote.
Regatiende kunemwe mutereri mkoma chakachaya makadi. Hello.
Hello, makadi enyu.
Makanyoresa kuvota here, tingangoti chakachaya musati manyoresa.
Arisati manyoresa kati chakachaya, tikutenda ako kunyoresa ko.
Saka isati chachaya because kana kusina kunyoresa ka hapana kuchaya kwachaita.
Ayo andafara sere kuti ndamuchiongwa.
Ayo taura hechitsi.
Ya mwe tangudze kuti ndarango sikurudzirana nevana veZimbabwe kuti aiwa zvavava kuita vachiita sevava kunatsiridza panyaya yekunonyoresa kuvota apa panyaya yema residential iyi pachena hatiindai manje kana vava kusaina ivo vezeti zvino zvari paofisi havangambotiregeri kuti saina takwachereko iko tichibva kuno South Africa tongoita takaita dutu ikoko zvino zvikatopinda obviously hatichatamburi manje nenyaya yemaresidential addresses.
Handiti kaaiwa tinotenda zvikuru tichifunga kuti haasi sezvandataura chinochaya kana manyoresa. Handiti kaaiwa tinotenda zvikuru muchikurudzirana kuti munonyoresa kuvhota nevamwe.
Alright mukoma, aiwa tinonyoresa hatiregi, tova kutobvisa, tova kutopiri guru hurumende nechisimba.
Haiwa kwete nechisimba munoshandisa vhoti. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard there from Chakachaya. He says that he is on his way to go and register. He's in South Africa. So hopefully he manages to register on time. Voting, of course, is very important in any democracy.
He's got a lot of energy.
Oh, indeed. You know, I like that.
So, Nkosazana, Konapo Okona, akutsho kuti wena ngokubona kwakho waye abantu abanye besita bazoze befuna ukubhalisa mkoko? Kulabela abantu abathi abasoze bebhalisa ukuvota ukuthi babhalise ukugwalo lwangkhona lolu kwenziwa kwini khonokho?
Izizathu zingabe zikhona zizinengi ngoba kuhamba kuchiyana ngomuntu ngamuntu. Kodwa mina ngakhuthaza izizalwane zonke zeZimbabwe ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi basebenzise ilungelo labo lokuthi bayenelise ukuyavota. Abantu kufanele babekwazi ukuthi amagwalo wonke lana enika abantu ilungelo lokuvota ngaphambilini akasasebenzi. So kulungiswa ugwalo olutsha olokubhalisa abantu ukuthi benelise ukuvota. So kutsho ukuthi umuntu wonke kufanele azinikele ukuthi asebenzise lelo lungelo lakhe aliphiwa yisisekelo sombuso ukuthi ahambe ayovota. Kodwa lokho angakwenza kuphela nxa angenelisa ukuthi abhalise.
So kodwa-ke abanye phela bathi abasoze bebhalise ngoba akuncedi ukuthi bavote ngoba impumela yangkhona iyaziwa. Ungathi nakhona?
Angikholi ukuthi ngingatsho njalo ngoba nxa abantu bengakayivota kathi impumela yakhona ingaziwa njani. Abahambe bayokwenza iphume leyo mpumela. Awungeke ukuthi uthi wena impumela iyaziwa kungakavotwa. Njalo ukuvota lokho kuqalisela ekubhaliseni ukuthi abantu bahambe bayovota. Yikho sikhuthaza ukuthi iveki ikhili bonke okungazinda abantu njalo kwenza ukuthi abantu bacine bedonda ukubhalisa. Sifuna ukuthi kube lula ukuthi abantu benelise ukuthi babhalise ukuthi babe lelungelo lokuvota. Ngoba kungaba nzima ukuthi abantu babhalise bagcina besekela ukuthi babhalise. Kufanele kube yinto elula nje ukuthi umuntu anelise ukuthi akwenze.
Yes, she's actually urging people to go register and so that they can be eligible to vote. So sike sithole uNdlovu lapho sekucingweni. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, linjani?
Ngiyaphila. Ungapi khonapho Ndlovu?
Ngisedethi mfowethu.
Ye, akutsho Ndlovini, abantu babhalisa kuma babhalisi.
Ye, abantu bayabhalisa. Kodwa kunohlupho ngalokho engudileyo.
Khuluma sizwe.
Ngathola amadoda abonele eduzane ama-visual impaired abangaboniyo.
Aha.
Bayakhala, bayabuzwa ukuthi kathi manje njengoba kurejistwa. Wona nxa berejistwa babetshelwa laphana ukuthi sesibhalile ibizo lakho abesekholwa ngukholo.
Aha.
Kuthi thina we're living in the days of the highest technology. Esefuna amakhompyutha akhuluma ngahambe America bayakwazi amakhiwa kulama software akhulumayo. Ukuthi abantu labanxa sebe-registered kunikwe i-feedback labo bafaka ama-headphones bazizwele ukuthi they are registered because they are part of the land. And then into enziwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi nxa sokuzavota sokubuya ku-ballot system liyana. Information yama-candidates is not trailed. So when was that Kalisu kunyenyezela izipouse zabo kumbe benyenyezelo officer, then how where is the proof ukuthi bakhonoka bakufuna ukufakile njalo i-confidence yabo phela isifazakala nje isifite ndikhumbula ke ngifokothi ukuthi abantu laba banjalo babe balutshwane abantu abakhiphela uphana kulantu abayithiwa babo university athi isifazakala ukuhamba njani ngaye ithi akungaba yankona. So we see that most of our people are fit and forty to forty, but this is valid. I think that we have one. We have one. This is why people. Why don't you choose? We have a lot of people. 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 We have a lot of people.
Lapho uyibeka sibili ebandla
ufuna ukungena kwezobusazi
siyakuzwa sibili uyibeka ebandla sibili soke wena uthi kutweni babandlovu
lembone ngani ke abe trade kumatara awula anya noma ethnic organizations emela babo nye ukuthi abantu abantu bangabona ukwenza i research ukuthi ngani medicine ngoba that is part of the system they are part of the human
hayi siyakuzwa Ndlovu so wena ukhulumela ye ukhulumela bona lawe unjalo yini ukuthi awuboni kahle
lami njalo mfowethu ngizosukuthi ke
hayi ubeke kuhle kakhulu sizathi ukuthi senze ifollow up ngakhonokho sesibhala inews sibili ukuthi siza kudinga sikufake ebandla sibongele kakhulu Ndlovu ukubeka kuhle kakhulu endlovu ungadinelwa kusasa Ndlovini. Yeah, so that was Mr. Ndlovu. You know, he says he's visually impaired and he's really expressing a lot of disgruntlement in terms of people that are visually challenged. He says, you know, there is some software that can be used for those people to actually hear. Whenever they press the machine, then it can tell you that maybe you have registered. So right now, there's no guarantee that when they go to the ZK officials, they are actually registered. Since there's no evidence. Even if they are given those slips, those slips are not written in Braille, you know. So there's absolutely no evidence that they're being registered. Secondly, he says, you know, this kind of thing that they go to the polling booth itself when they are voting, and then they have to whisper their kind of candidates to another person, is rather degrading. He says, therefore, their votes are not secret. So at the end of the day, he says that should be changed. And then lastly, he said Studio 7 itself should actually be forward-looking. You know, like introduce some kind of programs that cater for disabled people. He says we need that kind of thing. Otherwise, they're just in the wilderness.
Let's tombozo kira kunamu zare mkoko tisatatura mwemtere. Tichitarisa panyaya iyo yekunyoresa kuvota vakawanda vanga vachichema chemawo muzvari mukoko kuti nyaya yeproof of residence ndo iri kuvakanganisa kuti vange vachinyoresa panga gadziriswa sei semaonerenyu.
Blessing ndisati ndapindura mbvunzo iyoyo ndanda ndiri kuda kungotsimira zvataurwa navandlovu zvine chekuita nevanhu vakaremara zvakakosha kuti patiri kuenda mberi uye ichokwadi kuti kune zvakawanda zvaitwa zvinowanika zvinogona kuti vanhu ivavo vagone kuzviitira zvinhu zvavo vega kana kupinda vachinovhota vari vega nekuti mapepa anenge akanyorwa zvinoita kuti kana asingaoni anogona kuverenga ega achiverenga achiona kuti apa ndopandiri kuda pane kuti zvinzi kuvhota kwako ndozvinozikanwa nemumwoyo mako asi kune vamwe zvinzi ngavashedzere kuti ndiri kuda pakati inyaya yakakosha iyoyo kuti vanhu vezeki vapinde mune zvazviri kuitira kuti vanhu ava vagone kuzvimirira vega nekuti chichemo chiripo ndechekuti kana vachiramba vachingobatsirwa zvinoreva kuti vanoramba vachi
foni iyo inenge yambodzima chinoedza kuti tivafonere foni yamuzvare namukoko yambotidzimei tichadzoka kwavari regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vanyanhongo makadii vanyanhongo nhare yacho inenge yatiendetse Gibbs. Of course the issue that Mr. Ndlovu raised, I think it's very important that we used to have that the segment catering for the disabled. Yeah. I think that should be brought to the fore. But of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the biometric voter registration exercise. What is important to note is that, you know, even if you voted in 1980, 85, 2000, 2013, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is in the process of putting in place a new voters roll. So everyone has to register anew. You can't say I voted before. This is a different voter registration exercise. So it's important that everyone does register. Kutaura kwatirikutaura ndezvekuti munhu wese hazvina basa kuti wakambonyoresa kuvhota muna 1980, 85, 90, 2000, 2013. Ichi chirongwa chitsva chiri kureva icho kuti vanhu vese vanofanira kunyoresa patsva. Nekudaro zvakakosha kuti munhu wese aende kunonyoresa, kwete kuzoti tuturu tuturu papolling station gore rinouya uchiti ah ndakambovhota wani muna 2013. Izvozvo hazvishande. Nekudaro munhu wese anokurudzirwa kuti anga achienda iye kuti aende kunonyoresa kuvhota. Gibbs.
Yes, yes, pale loko okumometwe ke likasi leVOA ndevele kuFacebook. Silopolite kwakuba maphosa uthi ngibukele ngisebhilitane. Kuzobuya uGilson Madanire uthi blessing and gifts for president. So I know who the president can be and the deputy. We know the deputy.
Yeah, he said blessing and gifts, which means the president. Or I form my own party.
Self-declared.
Or I form my own party.
So people, I can see that people are liking me as president. I can see they like this. No. Then Wetemba Michael Moyo says, I'm watching you guys from Namibia. And then Paul Kwakuba, Polite Kwakuba again, says, so ricking has started on registration. Then Sakile Liline Uparewati, mina ngapalisa njalo, ngiza voter. Kodwa imbuzo yabo ikuthi uhlala ngapi, address iyo inkinga. Kuzobuya njalo Gilson zebhala futhi uthi 31 July 2013 to 31 July 2015 is the foundation of all Zimbabweans to celebrate regardless of their political differences. It is the foundation of the end of ZANU-PF rule. Register to vote. Then Ntombi yakonyati Mdluli says amatshono dube ye nitshonile bamdluli tshona njani. Kuzobuya ke lo Moses Makhula uthi hayi ye siyakubingelela lathi mfowethu. So kubuya ke uPat Zwane uthi what is Shona for as we can hear. So here let me explain to you, when we are doing Live Talk we use three languages. Pat, so it's Ndebele, Shona and English, so we just mix them so that we you guys you can hear this language or the other so that we don't exclude anyone. Kuzobuya ke Uncube uthi linjani, siyaphila Uncube khonangapho. So ke ulobani khonapho ngizokuthola silo muntu ecingweni
mhlambeeasindebele
ye tonga sindebele ye kulobaba lapho khona ecingweni. Siyakubona mnumzana. Halo, kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila baba, ninjani?
Ye, ibizo lesibongo
nbakamthakiwa layo.
Ngubani?
Nbakamthakiwa zingebele umkhoma Gibbs nomkhoma Blessing lapha etutiwe.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu mkhoma Sifisekulu.
Okay, Mtsakiwa ndoti Msekulu.
Oh, Mtsakiwa.
Yeah.
Ah, Mtsakiwe, kuluma ke Mtsakiwe. Kuluma sizoba.
Ndo kumbira kupawo view yangu pane zvarikutaurwa izvi.
Taura baba.
Tinzwe.
Andizi kuti apa tinoda kunyoresa mukoma kiti, ne? Saka kumusha kwedu kutakura tichingozviona uye tiri mukati mazvo zviri kungoratidza kuti nyangwe tikavhota hazvino zvazviri kuda kuti zviite zvatiri kuda mutambo wacho nakubva kare uri kungotendeka divi rimwe chete tinoda kuvhota right chatiri kuona kuti bhora racho rinonzi vamwe ngavasungu vemaoko kunzi uyai titambe kana kuti sadza riri kubikwa rinogoiswa papa kunzi uyai tidye ndozvira sei ndakasungwa maoko
asika vamutsvaki mukasanonyoresa kuvhota amuone here kuti mune maramwira munda kumakudo
kwete mukoma blessing ndiri kuda kuenda ipapo apa pamwe kutaura kwete udzo kuti pane maopponents kana kuti ivo vatongi vari mukati mebasa iri vadii kuti tiite fair play toziva mupolitics yehongu vanozviti hakuna fair play but zvedu zvanyanya kuti vamwe takura vamwe tava nezvizvikuru kana kuti hameno zvatalandete zvinoita here kuti vanhu vari kuda kuvhota izvozvi kuzimbabwe kutakanzwa kuti vanhu vaikangasela kuchitunguza koko vakabatwa vachida kuudza vanhu vanhei tinovhota tinyoreke vakarobwa then varobwa ndo vanhu vari kuenda zvekunotungwa kumatare edzimhosva vanhu vakasungwa vairobwa ndobva tinongoona kuti nyange tikati tiende tinonyoresa zvakangooma mukoma blessing asi handisi kuda hangu kuda kupa chinesu kumazimbabwe handei tinonyoresa kuvhota but ndikungotsiurawo vari kutitonga kuti tisasunga nemaoko ngatitambe ibhora zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamutsvakiwa ndizvo handiti
ndizvozvo baba
tinotenda zvikuru
zvakanaka
regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vagoronga makadii
adina kuru vangu
aiwa tiri nani zvedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
regai nditange nokungokwazi vangu mukoma Dhoni kana vakateererawo panguva ino
ndofunga vakateerera asahwira wenyaya
kuti chakachaya rwendo runo ngatiende tese tindoregista
ya
kana iye ine yatiri kupuwa patapinda pafase 2 iye inei ngatisatamba nomukana kunyanyanya vechidiki handei nouwandu hwedu nonguva yakuti tigure muswe tigure govo muswe taneta nokutambudzwa neutungamiriri hwatinawo saka tinokumbirisa zvikuru sei sekunge kuzakasendirawo kwatiri uko unova iko kumba ndamboda kundambopa hurudziro kuna senator wedu mudharadhongi marava kuti basa sebasa chairman mr gumbi mr ziki vari organizing secretary mr dumbu pazaka west apa namukoma chikwaya ndima yamuri kurova ngatirambe takashinga ngatikurudzira nematunhu ose kuti ndonguva yokutanga nokupedzisira hatichadi kutambudzwa nemharapatsesese dzatakatarisana nadzo idzi
saka iyo kurudziro yamuri kuita yekuti vanhu vanonyoresa kuvhota iri kutambirwa here
iri kutambirwa zvakanyanya kunyange nevanevo vari kuno kwatiri kunana Johni uku vari kuti ivo pana Dhisemba pavanoenda kumbaopo vari kutokurudzira zvikuru kuti chakachaya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga
tinokutenda iwo nemi
thank you so much you heard there from Mr. Goronga Gibbs is urging youth especially to go and register so that they can vote in next year's elections Gibbs
so silabantu ke abathumeza ama message blessing lapha so umunye wabo ngizibusiso ndabaningi moyo uthi ngikhona lapha ke ekwele Botswana abantu sebexakile kakhulu ngomongameli Mgabe abasamfuni bebethembe MDC Alliance nanku lakho sipho nguyehluleka ukwehlukana ayisastronga ngako ngakho idinga ukuthi votelwe ngesikhathi singayisiso pho kuvotwe lwebandi kumele senzeni bantu benkosi so he's asking what to do you know in terms of voting he says the MTC Alliance appears to be weak and but they're still demanding or maybe looking for votes you know and then we've got another person who wrote a message here. That is Mtobis in Lovo. He says, inkohlakalo ekuhulumende ophethe eZimbabwe iyesabeka inukela ngisho uNkulunkulu ezulwini yalitshela sibili. Yikho okwenza kube lakho konke konoku ongana kukhanya kwele Zimbabwe. So this guy says there's too much corruption in government, and so he doesn't believe that there could be any free and fair election.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Noma N. Mlalazi Nikki writes, sewinile vele uMongameli Mugabe, poke abantu bavotelani. So according to Noma, you know, the president has already won mm-hmm. the next election, you know, even before the registration ends.
Mm-hmm.
So then she says, why are these people going to vote?
Yeah.
So she's really disappointed about the voting process in Zim. Then Western Zweli Kumalo says, Mugabe wathi unama tricks ang 100. So far, sisebenzise elilodwa. So kusele angu 99.
Mm.
So what is the use for people to vote then? Ngokubona kwami ngabe aku voting ngitsho nomuntu yedwa until this man steps down.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually quoting the president saying that he once referred to himself as a person with so many tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had 100 tricks, and so far he had only used one trick towards elections.
Mm-hmm.
So he says 99 of those that still remain. Oh, yeah. It's a problem.
99 problems with the opposition. Aregatina, kuna farirai manyere. Magadi.
Magadi, kwa kare ku DC, Washington.
Kuno, ndizo zuze mtoa kumuaka oma kumwe mnyoro.
Aywa, ndizo zuze, tunongo shuvira utidezo, zwa kira tese, strukno ku South Africa.
Aywa, ndizo zuze, anzi kurembera kuri nani pane kudona.
Ndiyo chokwadi, we atifani kuti tirambire munda kumakudo.
Chokwadi. Ndiyo
kutira vese vana vemuZimbabwe kuti ndati rejestei, ndakato bvako yoso ndirapera rine.
Mhm.
Ndikati ati rejestei kana tikaregister takawanda hatimbobindi sekutaura kunoita vazhinji.
Mhm.
Ati rejestei. Kana toenda kunovhota, tonovhota chizvara zvatiri kuita, havangambokwanisi kutibira. Kana watibira ndo patinobva tava taurira kuti aiwasi ko matitorera kodzero dzedu isizva zvatakaita sei kana takawanda hatingambokundwi navashoma.
Saka pakunonyorisa apa mangatora nguva yakareba sei, zvanga zviri nyorere?
Aiwa zvanga zviri nyore, ndakatopuwa bepa nanzi na zvizwai ndandiri pachitungwiza patown center paya. Ndola katonditi murogara kupi ndandogara mzengeza 4 overzizwai vati vati hano problem imuri vanhu vakuru chindai hanambopinda muraini kwabva ndanosvika ndichinotorwa mafingerprints mini weyese nepicture yangu zvatiyo yaimone zvatakuitai hazvakangonakanaka zvokutoti ndaramba ndanyoresewo pandinonovhotera kana ndadzokera. Saka zvinhu zvakangonaka dei hama dzangu dzese tikaramba tine mwoyo umwe chete tiinde kunoregista nevakuru veduwo vanomiririra maconstituencies vatakavhotera vanokumbira kuti mvumire here kumapurisa kuti tiinde kunoudzawo vanhu vakativhotera zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika. Vatiita musangano, vatipinda muvanhu, ndo nguva yekuti tivazive futi kuti tizive kutiwo zvechokwadi vanhu ava vane rudo nesu sevanhu vavo. Zvino kana vachingotaura vari ukoko vasingapindi mundima mavari kunotsvaka rutsigiro zvinorambidzwa here? Plus vote inozi free and fair, handiti inotangira ipapa apa registration tichienda mberi. Zvinosaka dai kuri kuti ivo vamakarawo vanzwisisawo vatinzwira tisu varege kuonekwa sevakarerekera rimwe divi vaite zvinhu zviri jekerere vatinyatsoudzawo vanhu kana kupamukana ivo maMP edu vapinde mukati mundima vachitiudza kuti ndo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe. Uye nesuwo kuno tiri kuno diaspora dei vanga vaitawo ndakaona kukinya munomu kuJubek uko vanhu vachitovhota vekukinya kwezi tinotadziswa nei.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyere. Tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita basa, murambe mchingotipo, tirambe tichikurudzira vana vedu kuti havavhote kuti nyika yedu isununguke.
Aiwa tinotenda, chirongwa ndechenyu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard from Mr. Manyere there. He's saying that one of the issues, he raised many issues, but he says in Kenya, people in the diaspora were allowed to vote. He says it's possible Zimbabwe can do the same. Gibbs.
Yes, lo Virginia Moyo. Ekunwen lapa use Botswana. Virginia Moyo, kunjani?
Yeah, Peter.
Ungabuwa nkwane Botswana kula?
Yes, Francis Town.
Oh, okay, Donald.
Aye, yes, Francis Town Street.
Akunjeli into emnandi edliwe Donald akwithi.
Into?
Into emnandi kakhulu inyama edliwe Donald akuthi akwithi.
Donkey.
Wawa hamba khona ngale.
Angikaze ngihambe, ngiyakwazi kodwa eDonoda, ngiyake ngikufike nje for imicimbinyana nje.
Ye, thina abayenza iwosa singakwazi ukuthi inyama yani. Ye, so akutsho-ke ukuthi wena siwabhalisa yini ukuthi uvote intombi?
Hayi, ngiyafika mbhalisa ekhaya uhamba kwami. Maybe thi ngihambe maduzane ngizafika mbhalisa.
Uhamba nini phela?
But ngatshelwa ngomunye uCC wathi kuyaphela ngoDisemba, so I have to be there before December. Ngiyebhalisa at least.
Kutshoni kuwe sibi nxa uyabhalisa kuhle ube sivota kuyaba kusijoni ko?
Kutsho utshintsho ukuthi kumele ukuthi indosintshe vele, ngoba akumelanga ukuthi silakulahlwa vele kungokufelwa nxa isindebele sisitsho noma ngasazi kahle.
Hayi, kusitshaya kuhle sibini.
Kuthi akulahlwa mbeleko ngokuhlelwa, kumele sihlale sizama. Akusiko ukuthi okuyenzeke ngomnyaka ophelileyo ngezikhathi ezidlulileyo kuzohlala kwenzakala. Mhlawumbe kungaba le change, ngoba ezikhathi ezidlulileyo azangavota. So ngibona ingani lamingxa nje okungiqhuba ukuthi ngiyevota kungaba lokutshintshayo lakho. Omunye oseceleni kwami kungamthinta laye kungatshintshi.
Kuqakatheke kanganani kuwe kakhulu ngumisisi Moyo kumbe ngumisi Moyo?
Miss
Nkosazana Moyo, kuqakatheke kuwe kanganani ukuthi uvote sibili?
Eish, kuqakathekile kakhulu ngoba niyabona impilo yokuphilela ngaphandle ungaphileleli izweni lakini ayikho mnandi kakhulu. Iyazisa usizi kakhulu ngoba awu kathesi so ungakhangela kathesi abantu sisebenza ezindlini zabantu kodwa singabantu sifundile silezikolo. So kusho ukuthi kuya kuyasinzimela. So kuqakathekile ukuthi sizivota ngoba uma singavota kungatshintsha. Mhlawumbe lathi singakwazi ukuthi sibuyele emakhaya la bangakwanisanga ukufunda babhala bapasa, bebekwazi ukuthi babhale baqhubeke ngezikolo labo njengabanye abantu kwezindawo, ngoba vele imfundo kayikhulelwa. Lazi ukuphucuka kakukhulelwa, liyakwanisa ukuphucuka ilizwe anytime, abantu baphucuke noba sebebadala.
Wena ufunde okunganani owangakwenza ukuthi usebenze ezindlini khonapho?
Mina ngabhala u-form 4 ngaripita ngabhala futhi bathi-ke ngesikhathi kwasekumele ukuthi lami ngiqhubekele phambili kwayehlula ngoba iy'mali zangikhona zisezindlini ukuthi ziphume ebadaleni. So ngase ngimele ukuthi lami ngigcwalisise ama-subject ami, lami ngikwazi ukuthi lami ngikwazi ukuthi ngiyadinga lami emakholeji, mhlawumbe ngithi ngingene lapha lalapha ngibe umuntu eyenza kuyibhizinesi inyana or something, but kwayehlula ngazithola lami sengibambocini.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Nkosazana Virginia Moyo khona ngapho kule Botswana ngwadini lakusasa.
Yebo, ngiyabonga.
Sibonge kakhulu. So that is Virginia Moyo. She says she's going to Zimbabwe to register to vote because to her is very important because most Zimbabweans who are educated are working very menial jobs in Botswana. So she says they cannot take it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think we have Ms. Mkoko back. The connection was bad. Ms. Mkoko, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, there is a surprisingly high number of callers. This is not the first time. We hear about this complaint consistently ever since the registration exercise started. They are saying that, well, there's no need to go and register because the election is going to be rigged anyway. What's your take on all this?
I think when I started speaking to you, I said in the past one of the issues that caused a lot of disgruntlement was the issue of the voters' roll.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now we have got an opportunity of starting on a clean slate in terms of getting a new voters' roll. And I think as Zimbabweans, we need to rally behind this process so that we are able to exercise our rights.
But now with this intimidation that some are alleging is going on, is it still not going to create problems for people? Many were thinking that this might solve some problems. But now some are saying that, well, now we have all the evidence that we need. We know where you would have voted. Your vote is not a secret anymore.
And I think this is where Zach needs to come in and come in with a bold voice to ensure that Zimbabweans are not instilled with fear. I think this is where they need to play their role. Let Zimbabweans know what the BVR system can do and cannot do. But as long as they keep quiet without a frank statement in terms of intimidation. But I think if we also look at our Electoral Act, there are ways of dealing with people if they intimidate others. The people who are doing this are known. And I think the right message just needs to be sent out so that this process of biometric voter registration is not hijacked for interest of particular political parties.
Well,
so I think for me, I actually see that there is a way of dealing with what is happening now. Let's expose those people who are intimidating citizens. They are known in these communities. I think the right message just needs to be sent out. Yes.
Gibbs.
Very powerful remarks there. So, but, you know, Ms. Mkoko, what is problematic? Most probably is the issue of defending the vote. What is going to happen this time around? What is going to happen in terms of defending the vote? You know, last time there was a problem that some people believed very much that Mr. Tsvangirai won, you know, and there was no kind of, you know, move to defend the vote. So people are still posing that same question. How do you defend the vote?
Yes, I think what is important at this stage is that for us to get to the stage where people will talk about defending the vote, we need to have ensured that people have registered to vote. I think that is the first step.
But some...
So people just need to take that bold step to register to vote so that they are able to defend their vote. But if they don't, how do you then begin to defend your vote if you have not registered to vote?
But some are looking for plan A. You know, what happens if they register to vote and get the vote that they want? What is going to happen if somebody says, I'm not going to tell you who actually won?
That will be problematic. But I think if we take one step at a time, it will facilitate for us to be able to sort out the issues that we need to be dealing with.
Tombo Tauranichi Shona, Muzare Mkoko, Chitarsa, Dambuziko, Rikwani Kwanewamu Kumaruwa, Waruti Tukutore, Wama, Slips, Duto Zonzi, Tinegeta Kuona Uti, Wavotera Papi Gore, Zinga Kwani Sike, Rese Mazira Mneta, Mishina, Imambo, Enda, Wakuno Ongura Saruzu, Ku Nedzi Mwenyika.
Inini zvandiri kungokumbira, ndicharamba ndichizvikumbira kusvika mashoko iwayo aburitswa panhetenyuro agoburitswa mumapepa nawo mangwanani masikati nemanheru kuti zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zvizive kuti mishina yebhizi havangatiunzire mishina inoita kuti vanhu vazikanwe kuti vavhotera papi. Saka Saka vanhu vezeki vane chichambe chekuti vatsanangurire zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizive kuti zvavari kutaurirwa munzvimbo dzavari hazvizvirizvo. Ndavabude pachena vadzidzise zvizvarwa zvese zvenyika ino kuti vese vari kuvatyityidzira nhando hakuna munhu achateerwa. Kana maserial numbers ari kunyorwa tiri kuzviziva kuti munzvimbo dzakawanda vanhu vari kunyoreswa maserial number. Ngakungobuda mashoko akatsetseka anobva kuzeki. Chikumbiro chatiinacho kuna Justice Makarau kuti mashoko iwayo ngaabude mumitauro yese yemunyika muno meZimbabwe, mitauro yese inocherechedzwa nebumbiro redu remitemo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekujekesa ipapo. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri redu. Vagova, makadini?
Halo, ndakasimba masimbao.
Aiwa, tiripo. Manyoresa here kuvhota?
Kunyoreswa ndanga ndatoendawo nhasi kundonyoreswa. Zvino ndangoona zvinhu zvacho zvimaitirwa zvanga zvichiitwa anomonyatsondifadza.
Chii chisina kukufadzai?
Panenge pakapindawo anenge mapoliticieni nezvimapepa. Ndinonyatsozvizwisisa kuti zvimapepa zvanga zvingori zvei especially ndakatarisa mugirikini kune vanhu kumapato rezanup f iri. Chipepa chandaona ichova hatinonyatsondifadza zvangu.
Saka
ndimbotoya kuda kuti ndivabvunze asinda zvingona kuti haa rega ndisiyane nazvo. Asi chikuru chandi kuru nyanya ndinogara ndichiteerera zvangu Studio 7 zvikuru ndichinzwa vanhu vachiramba vachitaura vachiti izvoni hazvina zvatinobatsira kuenda kunovhota nekuti tagara tichinongobirirwa. Izvozvo zvimire ichocho inini maonero angu hazvina kunaka.
Asi ibindu Mugomagova, hamuna kufanana nevanhu ivavo here? Kana mabva musina kunyoresa muchadzokera futi here kana kuti
ndinotofanira kutonodzokera bhozi? Inini handiramwe kai, ini handiramwe bhozi. Situasheni yandakaona kubvira kudhara muno muZimbabwe ka nezvimiro zvatiri kutoitwa zvazviri kuitika zvacho ka hazvitombofa zvakambondidzosera mashure kuti ndiende kunovhota. Ende ndinonovhotera papozisheni yandiri kuda kusvikira nazvaita. Saka ndinotofanira kutodzokera futi, handinete.
Aiwa, kana makadaro
muchikurudzira zvangu vanhu vese, chikuru chandokurudzira vanhu vese vari kuti hanzi ngatisaende kunovhota, ngatisaende kunovhota kana kuti ngatisaende kunorejista. Hazvina zvazvinobatsira, ngatitoendai tonorejista tonovhota. Ende tichinovhota tichiita zviri kufunga mupfungwa dzako ndozvaunofanira kuita. Chirangwa chinhu chakashata zvikuru, hatifaniri kurangwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vagova.
Aiwa, ndotenda imi nezvamunoita bhozi, muri kutiburitsira mashoko akanaka zvikaipa nezvese neinfomesheni yakakwana. Maramba makadaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vagova. That's Mr. Gova there initially said that he wanted to go and register to vote today, but unfortunately there are some political issues that he did not mention, but he was not happy. So he says he will go back tomorrow and then try to register, but he's urging Zimbabweans to go and register in their millions.
Yes, lo baba ke uThabani Ngwenya sikhase ngaye sibili isikhathi sasihambile. Baba Ngwenya, kunjani?
Kuna njani babuduwe?
Siphile kakhulu, dala ufuna ukungena kuhlelo tshova sizwe.
Hayi no mani, yazi kunenkinga lana Dube la.
Iphosa sizwe.
Inkinga elana Dube, abantu bakithi mani kasizameni ukuhlakanipha sivuke nini mani. Inkinga yakithi mani, abantu bakithi angazi umbele uzwelo roi kungena kakhulu i-church angazi. Umgabe asimenini kancane ukuthi sivumeni kekhethweni naye. Dala lo segugile lo.
So
next year 94 years kusizana ukuvotela lo muntu elikwazi uvelhleze sitshontshela amavoti njalo nje. Ekugcineni kudala sivotela into efanayo empeleni njengamanje lubaba sewinile seqedile ngathi. Siya ekhethweni njengamanje akuthi sisize ngaludo lokho. Lokhu kakuyekwe abantu nganje bayatoyitoya umgabe kastepe down. Isikhathi sakhe sokuthi aphumule manje sesifikile. Ima-step down, Mugabe ma-step down kuphela nje. Sikhathele umdala lo sihluphekile.
sisi kukele emgwaqweni kwamataya ezimota sisezi sigijima sihlupheka sihlupheka ungene petbridge ungena nzima emabhoda lapho utwala nzima ufuneka imali kuwe
enza kwenza ke uhlelo olulandelayo ngiwenza kudobha kuqala so sibongela kakhulu Ngwenya
ngiyabonga mina kodwa ngizibuhlungu
yes sibongela kakhulu Ngwenya ungathina kusasa silolo baba ke uBrian Thabete ecingweni Thabete kunjani
ilani nanjani konapho
ye ngamafishane sibili ungathini konapho ke ngokubhalisa ugolo lokuvota
ngibona ngani ugolo lo kuyindaba le yokuvota le very difficult ngokuthi yena umgabe he doesn't want anyone to take over the country. That's what he said. I've got a video mentioning that, you know, I don't want any other political party try and take over ZANU-PF. They will run them down and put them in the intimidation or other you disappear. So how can we deal with such a person? But there's one way, if he ever wins in this election, we must do whatever, like Spain, what they did. We need to get together and demonstrate and put him down. That's the only way me I see it. Because into the voter day, we're just wasting our time.
I see.
All these years, it's been going on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, it's got Jesus is slow. One boy.
But it's a failing thing there. The only thing is to put pressure and force and get these people out. Because
he's got the money and the, we... Yes, I want to go to the table. This is the title of the blessing of the family.
Of course, I could hear he was a bit agitated.
Yeah, the two of them very agitated. One said, let's boycott the election altogether. And this other guy says, the best plan is for people to toy, to actually remove this guy by means of what is happening in Spain, you know. Go to the streets, demonstrate, and finish him off instead of going for the vote, you know.
Miss Mkoko, your take on this, is this not the problem now when people no longer believe in democracy that we end up having these thoughts of people saying that, you know, let's resist, let's take it to the streets, not the ballot box?
It is a challenge, but I think I will insist that we just need to go through this registration process. But at the same time, I will also insist that we need to read the registration process of all the intimidation that is going on at the moment so that people begin to have confidence in the system. Because once people have lost confidence in a system that they are supposed to believe in, then we have got a problem. So it is a challenge that is before all stakeholders to ensure that citizens go back to trusting and believing and having confidence in the system of our election.
And your organization is doing a great job indeed. You are recording all these incidents. If people are intimidated, where should they go if they want to report your organization?
If people are intimidated, we encourage them to get in touch with us as the Zimbabwe Peace Project. They can use the number 754. Sorry, you got me before I got my numbers correct. 754176 is a number that they can call. They can also get us on email at zptinfo at myzptp.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but of course, we have those numbers. People are free to call us and then we can give you the numbers. Thanks to our guest this evening, director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Ms. Justina Mukoko. Thanks to our viewers, callers, and our crew behind the scenes. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night.